Still to come between now and nine, we'll hear from Paul Reynolds on that stabbing in Finglas, the contest to lead the Greens, Senator Barry Ward on the Phoenix Park attack claims, the UK election, Kate Varley reports from Hertfordshire, and Lahinch hotelier Michael Vaughan on the hit to tourism if the Aer Lingus pilots' work to rule goes ahead.
In business news, taking a snapshot of the gender pay gap, it's now the turn of medium-sized firms, and EU electric car sales drop as demand in Germany slumps.
In sport, Oisín McConville on whether Gaelic football should have an inter-county senior, intermediate and junior championship, and Scotland earn a draw at Euro 2024.
You're listening to Morning Ireland with Áine Lawler and Cian McCormack. Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
A man in his 30s has been arrested following the fatal stabbing of a 51-year-old man in Dublin overnight. The attack took place at Hampton Wood Road in Finglas just after midnight. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí and the emergency services were called to Hampton Wood Way in Finglas at around 12:30 this morning. A 51-year-old man had sustained serious injuries after he had been stabbed a number of times. He was found lying on the ground outside. He was treated by paramedics at the scene and taken to the Mater Hospital, but pronounced dead there in the early hours of this morning. The scene has been preserved and the Garda Technical Bureau is to conduct a forensic examination later today. A man in his 30s has been arrested and is being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours. It's the second fatal stabbing in Finglas in the last 2 weeks. 34-year-old Mark Carroll died after he was attacked at Collins Place in Finglas last Sunday week. A murder investigation is underway. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
A female pedestrian has died after she was hit by a motorcycle in North Dublin yesterday evening. It happened on the R139 at Coolock at around 7:30 last night. She died early this morning. Nominations for the Green Party leadership contest open at 9 o'clock this morning and will close at 9 p.m. on Monday. The Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, and Minister of State Pippa Hackett have declared that they will run for the position. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The Green Party's executive finalised the details of this election last night. The new leader will be announced on July the 8th, with the Dáil recess commencing later that week. Given that Catherine Martin is also standing down as deputy leader of the Greens, the party says it will send its members information about the deputy leadership election in the coming days. Amid this flurry of activity within the smallest government party, the Taoiseach urged his party's TDs, senators and MEPs to push back hard against talk of an early general election. He told a meeting of the Fine Gael parliamentary party that the government would deliver a budget which will result in meaningful changes for people.
A man has been charged with the murder of a 74-year-old man in County Armagh. Michael McConville was found dead in a house in Cross MacGlen on Saturday. Last night, the PSNI said a 67-year-old man had been charged with murder. He is expected to appear before Banbridge Magistrates Court later today. A man in his 40s has been arrested in connection with the death of a man in County Monaghan earlier this month. The body of Mikola Dernovi, who is also aged in his 40s, was found in an apartment at the Diamond in Clonus on the 1st of June. The man was arrested yesterday and he is currently being held at a Garda station in County Monaghan. Russia and North Korea have agreed to provide all available military assistance if faced by armed aggression under an agreement signed by their leaders. It comes as the Russian President Vladimir Putin begins a state visit to Vietnam today after signing the Mutual Defence Pact with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Washington expressed concern over what it called the deepening cooperation between Moscow and Pyongyang. Mr. Putin arrived in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi last night and is expected to hold discussions with the country's president and the general secretary of the ruling Communist Party. Russian drone and missile strikes overnight have damaged energy infrastructure across Ukraine. It's the latest major attack on the country's civilian energy system. The Ukrainian Energy Ministry said the attack injured three workers at one energy facility and cut power for some consumers. The Ukrainian energy firm DTEC said that one of its thermal power plants had also been seriously damaged. Intense heat in Saudi Arabia has reportedly led to the deaths of hundreds of Muslim pilgrims. Temperatures in Mecca, the site of the annual Hajj pilgrimage, reached over 51 degrees Celsius this week. The Saudi government has not released any figures, but most of those who died are believed to be from Egypt. Ather Hussein, who is currently in Mecca, described what pilgrims have experienced during the heat wave.
People were doing whatever they could to shade themselves. They were taking water from kind individuals who were giving it out. They were taking shades in hotel receptions. It was harrowing at times. I've never seen so many people struggle collectively. I think the Saudi authority perhaps do need to start thinking about controlling the numbers of how many pilgrims come each and every year.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Rather cloudy today in the north, west and far southwest, with isolated light patches of rain and drizzle. Dry elsewhere with sunny spells, highest temperatures 16 to 22 degrees, mildest in the Midlands in a light, occasionally moderate southwest wind.